Toronto. The man responsible for Toronto's deadly 2018 van attack is seeking to appeal his conviction on 10 counts of first-degree murder and 16 counts of attempted murder. Alec Manasjan filed a notice of appeal to Ontario's top court this week. In it, he argued, among other things, that the trial judge misapprehended expert evidence and made unreasonable findings of fact related to declining to find him not criminally responsible. Justice Anne Malloy found Manasjan guilty last year of 10 counts of first-degree murder and 16 counts of attempted murder for his actions on April 23, 2018. On that day, he deliberately drove a rented van down a busy sidewalk and killed 8 women and 2 men. Another woman died more than 3 years later from injuries suffered that day. Manasjan was sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole for 25 years last month. He requested in the notice of appeal that the appeal either be granted, that his convictions be quashed and that he be found not criminally responsible, or that the convictions be quashed and a new trial be ordered. If a new trial is ordered and Manasjan has a right to a trial by a judge and a jury, he requested that both be present. Only Malloy presided over the van attack trial that wrapped up on June 13. During the trial, Manasjan had admitted to planning and carrying out the attack, but argued he should be found not criminally responsible for his actions because of his autism spectrum disorder. The Crown had argued that Manasjan is a mass killer who knew right from wrong, and happens to have autism. But the defense argued that because of autism, Manasjan never developed empathy, and that lack of empathy left him incapable of rational choice. Malloy rejected that argument. A Toronto courtroom also heard dozens of emotional victim impact statements from those deeply affected by the attack during the trial. Among them was a drawing, submitted by 9-year-old Dian, who lost his mother, Renuka Amarasinghe, in the tragedy. The sketch depicted the sun shining down on the boy and his mother, which moved the court to tears. Amarasinghe, Betty Forsyth, Ji-Hun Kim, So-Hee Chung, Geraldine Brady, Chul-Min Kong, Anne-Marie D'Amico, Munir Najjar, Dorothy Sewell, Andrea Braddon and Amaresh Tesfamariam died as a result of attack. With files from Liam Casey, this report by the Canadian Press was first published July 15, 2022. This story was produced with the financial assistance of the Meta and Canadian Press News Fellowship. Notion Zia Fati, The Canadian Press.